these guys,
because they can like charge.
Yeah, these Romeos, and they use very, very nasty techniques. So with me, what the guy did was like he made a fist and he had his knuckle like this, and then he was like really digging it in hard.
Into
and
your
it,
neck.
Yeah, and it really, really hurt, and I couldn't figure out what he was doing.
He's going
but then
for your
it carotid. Yeah. And then I started fainting. So the third time he found it, and then I started fainting. And it like really, but somebody else, so I have a colleague who on the 8th got carried out, and they grabbed his nose and twisted it just when he was getting transferred from one to the next. So those Romeos are very, like you also see them like grab people's faces, you know, and then like snap their necks.
Yeah, I have a short statement. I have a short statement on behalf of the executive board.
You say something short, like a short sentence, and I have to repeat it.
Okay, so first of all, me and my colleagues of the executive board regret the need.
Regret the need for police intervention last week.
There was no need.
You keep on repeating me because I'm not sure you will, but okay. Protesting and demonstrating is allowed at UU, and I hope you will continue to do so.
Protesting and demonstrating is allowed at UU, and I hope you will continue to do so.
We will.
Don't be afraid.
But. Yeah, now it becomes difficult for you, maybe, but this is our statement, okay? We do follow certain rules to ensure that it remains safe for everyone here.
We do follow certain rules to ensure that it remains safe for everyone here.
Not us.
Can I just respond to this? So you bring the police to... You bring the police to arrest... No, this is a question. I want to say one thing in response to that. You worry about the safety of your students. Do you bring the riot police to the campus to arrest your students by the neck, to drag them on the floor, to cause them bruises all over their bodies, and to get them to faint? This is safety? This is how you protect the
whilst withholding medical care!
I understand that if this is what you have seen last week, that this is your response. I would really like to, but it's not possible to do it with such a big crowd, to talk about it later on, if you don't mind.
Stop here!
Stop!
Okay.
Please. We're trying to listen here.
Okay, so I'll continue. We feel responsible for all of our 40,000 students and 9,000 employees. Everyone should be able to study and work here in a pleasant, safe way. And unfortunately, there are also groups, I think they're not present here, that tell us that they don't feel safe anymore. So that's also our concern.
We also don't feel safe in this time.
Also don't feel safe.
Did you also drag them by neck?
They don't feel safe.
Did you also drag them by the neck and on their hair and on their backs?
Yes,
is that why they don't feel safe?
Of course, terrible when this happens, and I told already that I would like to engage in a conversation about what happened last week. But I'm not going to do this.
But can we just, really, I really want to talk here. Can we accept or agree that the CVB has to apologize for calling the riot police. I was a witness to the ways in which Marha was a witness. There, many of us here were witnesses to what happened. So you weren't there. I'm telling you, I'm a professor in this university. I'm telling you, I saw students of ours in mid-20s, being dragged by the neck. Do you apologize for this? Do you apologize for bringing the riot police, you and the mayor of Utrecht University, authorizing the riot police on our campus? Do you? But the safety, it seems like the safety of some are more important for you than the safety of us all.
I'm repeating that I will be glad to talk to you about this later on, and it's, this is not a proper place. So,
no, but we just want to apologize. Please, 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 no shouting, no shouting. We're really trying here.
We deeply regret that this happened.
Please say you're sorry. Please say you're sorry.
We had to do this because
but
we could
you didn't know.
You know what? As peaceful as this.
Yeah, you
we
were sitting on the ground.
Look at this crowd. Look at the
riot police. And they dragged me.
We're still evaluating what happened last week. I'm just here. It's after a free weekend to talk to you now here. So I would really like to continue. And we can have this conversation because I see the worries and also your anger about this. And
very valid anger.
So can we say one thing
and then we
you keep saying that you're sorry that this happened.
Yes.
You regretted this happened. This didn't happen for nothing. You made it happen. Yes. Riot police doesn't come to the university unless the university administration decides to call the riot police, and you are very aware that riot police is trained to restrain people violently. They are trained to be violent, physically. That's what they're trained for. They're trained to twist arms, to restrain people behind their back, to drag people on the ground. That's what they're trained for. So your own riot police in the university, this is what's gonna happen to the students. So stop saying that you regret that it happened. When you call them on campus, you know that this was going to happen.
Please ask you to engage with our two other demands, two other immediate demands.
Yes.
First of all, it's the second one. Can you the third one was about the lecture.
And the second one is about seriously engaging with our demands and concerns.
Okay. So can what I was going to say was about your second command. So if you don't mind, I'll continue.
Louder.
Yes. I'll try to talk louder. Let's see. We see the questions and demands from concerned students and staff that come to us. And they have our attention. And we also understand that new information can lead to new insights. Mm-hmm. And this is why we continue to follow the news closely and keep discussing it with our community, with the University Council and with other. In fact, we're doing at the moment, this morning, we talked to all our deans. At the moment, we talked to all the managing staff. This afternoon, we will talk to the University Council. Yeah?
Can I respond to this?
I would like to finish.
There is no new information. This information of our demands of an academic boycott has been known for decades. Second, we have tried to talk with you for months. We have had one talk of 40 minutes. Why only now are you talking about new information that is because of the violence of the peaceful demonstrations that you evicted violently? That was apparently needed for you to seriously engage with our demands. And that is very, very disappointing and sad that is needed for you as a CVB to seriously talk to us. And therefore, we demand that you are there tomorrow at this Maya Wind event, because that is precisely the information that you are looking for months, that we presented to you easily tomorrow.
So,
they are not there tomorrow. They are declining to
shame
do that.
On you. Shame on you!
Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you! Shame on you!
Look, you can maybe imagine that standing here before all of you doesn't feel comfortable, although I know that's my position. Secondly, we declined the invitation because we don't feel and
safe
and
you don't feel safe.
Let me please finish one sentence. Okay. So if there is a serious opportunity for discussion and it's not only yelling at us, of course we will come.
It is an academic event. Because we invited you weeks ago. You didn't respond. This was not necessary if you had responded to our demand.
This is an academic event that is taking place in a lecture hall in Drift 25, room 032, from 5:15 to 10:30, with a professor from the University of British Columbia, who wrote the most comprehensive to date study of Israeli universities' complicity in Israeli apartheid and settler colonialism. This information is extremely crucial for the CVB to learn. It can be an educational moment. Yes. If you refuse, if you don't want to listen, maybe that is the moment where it could be, you could get educated. Listen to someone who's actually an Israeli scholar, who looked into Hebrew sources and translated that into English, published by a Verso book, recently published, and she's coming to talk to us. Why not be there by an academic publisher?
Does the Utrecht University Executive Board afraid of its own students and staff?
No, of course not.
What
we want to do is have a conversation, and what I understood from earlier conversations that it was not possible, and we're not coming to an event, it's no conversation. If we are guaranteed that there is a conversation possible, of course we come. I go to lectures every week.
We guarantee you.
Professor,
I guarantee you. Listen, I'm here talking out. I'm here.
We can guarantee. There is a debate.
There are three speakers who are going to respond to the book. One from the University of Leiden, a professor in international relations. Another, a student from the European Legal Support Center and a legal officer who's also a student at ours. And one of our colleagues here from the geosciences faculty. So we have three academics who will be responding to her book. And this is going to be an academic conversation. But I cannot emphasize enough the educational value this is for CVB. So please do come.
Okay, I'm constantly educated. Don't be afraid.
I'm glad. Well,
this
I'm
is
sure
happening every day by everyone around us. But if there is a guarantee that we just can come there and listen and participate, it's okay. If we are only offended,
this is what we have
been asking. No conversation.
This is exactly what we have been asking you
for months,
and you declined. And now again you decline. So please come.
Now she's saying that
she's okay. Now you come. Then we're very happy that you change your mind.
I would like to, after this meeting with a few of you, I would like to, I'm open for discussion about tomorrow. But first of all, then I would like the two of you, three of you, I don't know, to talk about it a little bit more afterwards. But I'm open for it, you know?
What do you want to know? We can
talk about it, okay? I'm open to change my mind. Is that okay for you?
Yes!
Okay, but I want to... We have to discuss.
We want to know what you want from us. What is your concern? Because we guarantee you there is a debate, but then what do you want to know from us?
That there is a real debate, and that it's not only like I understand how angry you are all, but I know it from now. If tomorrow is only a meeting where the anger is expressed again,
We know the difference.
It's academic knowledge.
We know the difference between a demonstration and an academic event. This demonstration was not necessary if you had accepted our invitation.
Why is it in the same with Russia? Huh?
No, if you had not brought the riot police. That's why. That
yeah, maybe. Okay. So, okay. So, welcome tomorrow. I'm very happy.
Okay. Yeah. So. Now, I said we're gonna talk about it afterwards. Yeah? So that's what I said.
Yes.
I said I'm open to change my mind. That's what I said. Okay. Well, then, as I said, we're talking at the moment as we speak to a very broad group of managers and all the deans of our university and the student council and university council. And one of the things we will do on very short notice is that we finalize the list of all our collaborators, and we will publish it by the end of this week. And also we will re-evaluate all the research that is done in collaboration with Israeli universities.
Thank you very much for that. We are very, very happy that you're willing to do so. We think that in order to evaluate that, you need the information that is there tomorrow. That is also the information that is in this book, the book that Maya Wint has written. So we would like to give it to you. We unfortunately only have two copies because it was sold out. But it's for you to share for the whole Save the Bay. So please read it and be prepared tomorrow so that we can have this real activity.
Of her, she came out and spoke, and everybody was repeating her. And it was, I'm sure, the first time she'd ever been through an experience like this.
Yes, and I can imagine that for her, like she said, it feels uncomfortable, but I think this feeling of being uncomfortable is exactly what we needed right now. Also because they've been so self-congratulatory about providing the space. Even this morning, we actually got an email from the Save the Bay inviting us basically to come to this walkout. Well, they didn't even mention our demands, they didn't mention who have been staying up for like 3 nights to organize this. It seemed as if they had been organizing it, and therefore they sort of self-congratulate themselves for providing us a space to demonstrate and to protest and to express our anger. But this continuous emphasis on anger and emotions and safety is becoming so devastating, because we are the ones who are continuously trying to actually provide a safe space, right? Also, I don't know, probably you've heard the speech by one of the staff members who said that, for instance, during an encampment, there's a lot of care for everyone feeling safe and comfortable and provided for. So it's just quite annoying that they continuously sort of emphasize this anger. And I just really, really hope that they come tomorrow, because it's so important.
And I mean, those protests on the 7th and 8th of May were so brutally, from what I've read, the protesters were really brutally treated. by riot police,
yeah,
and then dropped off administrative.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, and it's also just annoying that they often act as if the police just came, right? Oh yeah, it's a shame that the police was there and violated our students, but they have to remember that they called the police in, right? It's not as if they stood by and saw the police coming in. They called them in. They called the police on their own students and the riot police, right? And it was not a riot. Like, it was a peaceful demonstration, not a riot. The riot police came in, violated our students, which is just so painful. And then they are talking about that we need some new information, which is kind of frustrating, right? Because like the students also said, the information has been there for years. And also in the Maya Win book, tomorrow we'll have this academic conversation where the facts will again be stipulated out and where we again have an academic conversation. And then they sort of try to, you know, try to
avoid. Do you think that, I mean, they say they brought together all their deans and they're going to re-examine and reassess all of Utrecht University's research collaborations,
right,
with Israeli institutions. Are they exceeding? Is this a partial success?
It is. I think it is partial success, but on the other hand, we do have to recognize that we've been calling for this for like 3 years, like one of the students also said. So, like also one of the staff members said, it's kind of like this information has been available and only starting to actually actively look for the information only after students were so violated. It's like we say in Dutch, mosterd na de maaltijd, it's just too late. But I mean, it's partial success, but we also have to be careful of sort of partial co-optation, because that has been in, for instance, Barcelona, where they said, okay, we're gonna look into the ties and reevaluate, but then they take months and sometimes years to reevaluate and eventually nothing explicit or material eventually happens, but then they can sort of pride themselves on.
But this is an opportunity to shine a spotlight on the specific research collaborations that are taking place.
Yeah, but we know many of them already. Like, they are already known among students and stuff because they've been looking into it. Also, Stop Wapenhandel, maybe you can look into it. They have been sort
And what sorts of collaborative research projects?
Sorry?
What sort of collaborative research projects are taking place with Israeli universities?
It's mainly Horizon.
Horizon, European Horizon.
European Horizon? Yes, I think so. I have to follow a course soon. But it's a European Horizon project, and also just, for instance, exchange collaborations with Israeli university, where students from our universities go there and then Israeli universities come here. Research collaboration in terms of exchange. So the Copernicus Institute of Geosciences in Utrecht lately published a new research project for which they got funding in cooperation with Ben Gurion University. And sometimes it's only about water management, for instance, but we know that water management, especially in the settlements, is a super contentious subject. And also, I mean, have you had access to the Maya Win book?
No, I haven't.
You should really, it's so incredibly interesting, because even she shows how even archaeology departments, law departments have such an explicit and material role in perpetuating Palestinian oppression. For instance, archaeology departments who are mainly involved, you know, in excavating ruins. But then all the layers that were there in order to very selectively excavate the Jewish heritage.
This is like the City of David excavation.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. Yeah, you should really read the book. Yeah, it's fascinating.
The voices and chants of a student faculty demonstration and die-in at Utrecht University on Monday, May 13th. Also, Vice Rector Margot van der Star interrogated and challenged by several instructors. After their encounter, those instructors stepped into the admin building for a quieter consultation with van der Star and her colleagues. 45 minutes later, they stepped out. The university had agreed to take a closer look at ties with Israeli universities and will disclose its findings later this week. University officials will also consider attending a talk by Canadian academic Maya Wind about Israeli university complicity and rights violations against the Palestinian people. That talk takes place this afternoon, May 14th, in Utrecht. Stay tuned for an update on all this. it for today's GPM, a listener-supported podcast coming to you from Earth Chronicle Productions in the Netherlands. Listen to, read, and watch more Earth stories at greenplanetmonitor.net. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, and our home base, Blueberry. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and Canada's Harbinger Media Network. Wherever or however you're listening, reading, or watching, please help us make the GPM happen. Subscribe and or donate at greenplanetmonitor.net. By the way, the guy behind this guitar is Dan Weisenberger. Thanks for your great instrumental themes, Dan. I'm David Kattenberg, over and out for now.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out-of action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Crispy falafel with creamy tahini. Savory black bean burritos with Mexican rice and guacamole. Butternut squash ravioli tossed with sage and roasted hazelnuts. This list of rich, flavorful plant-based meals could go on and on. But many restaurants have few vegetarian options, and descriptions of those entrees often focus on what the meals lack instead of what they're made of.
They're talking about what is not in the meal. So think about vegan or meatless or even dairy-free.
Eve Turow-Paul of the nonprofit Food for Climate League says shifting to more plant-rich diets helps limit global warming, because producing meat and dairy creates a lot of climate pollution. So her group created a guide to help chefs write mouth-watering descriptions of their vegan and vegetarian entrees. She says it's important to focus on ingredients and highlight the spices, sauces, and cooking methods that make each dish special.
How do you really lift up the things that are most likely to get people craving that dish?
The same principle applies when cooking for friends and family. By emphasizing what makes a meal delicious instead of what's not on the plate, you can help get people hungry for food that's good for the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more, climateconnections.org.